Trump restores single-sex jails, transgender inmates sent back to men's prisons. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 25, 2025. President Donald Trump has restored single-sex prisons, sending male inmates who identify as women back to men's facilities. The approximately 1,500 male federal prisoners who identify as women will now be sent to men's facilities in the wake of President Trump's executive order establishing single-sex prisons, according to a report by The New York Times. President Trump's executive order, titled "Defending Women from Gender Ideology Extremism and Restoring Biological Truth to the Federal Government," also ends transgender-related medical procedures for prison inmates. The Women's Liberation Front, WOLF, a feminist organization that advocates for single-sex prisons and raises awareness about incarcerated women becoming victims of male violence, called President Trump's move a major victory. Currently, WOLF is working to combat California legislation that allows inmates to request facilities that align with their identity, rather than their actual biological sex. The feminist organization asserts that the law violates incarcerated women's constitutional rights, citing the Eighth Amendment, which protects people from cruel and unusual punishment. President Trump's executive order echoed those sentiments, declaring, "Efforts to eradicate the biological reality of sex fundamentally attack women by depriving them of their dignity, safety, and well-being." Meanwhile, Shannon Minter, legal director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights, who advocates for male prisoners identifying as female in women's facilities, argues the policy will result in rapes and physical assaults of transgender individuals. "It's also terrible for prison officials, who right now have the authority to use discretion about what makes the most sense for the safety and security of the facility," Minter added. Last year, a female inmate at the Central California Facility for Women provided a sworn declaration to lawyers with WOLF saying she witnessed the immediate aftermath of a jailhouse rape by a transgender prisoner. As Breitbart News reported, nearly 50% of male inmates identifying as female have been convicted of a sexual offense, compared to just 11% of biological males who do not identify as female, according to the Bureau of Prisons. Moreover, among the incarcerated men seeking to transfer to women's prisons in California, 33.8%, fully one-third, are registered sex offenders, with the sex offender inmate population being responsible for up to 50% of rapes that occur within the prison system, the Bureau of Prisons has noted. "The bizarre practice of housing prisoners in facilities that do not correspond with their biological sex is a relatively new phenomenon in American society, having first been implemented at the end of the Obama administration. The Obama-era guidelines that allowed transgender inmates to be held in facilities based on their identity was later revised under President Trump's first term to require housing that corresponded with a prisoner's biological sex. Following President Trump's first term in office, the Biden administration moved to restore the Obama-era prison guidelines on transgender housing, which the 45th and 47th president has again reserved." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.